Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Vice President of Revenue for your Pittsburgh Pirates, Brian Colbert. Brian, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, looking down across the season and some of the stuff you have planned, you've designated some days to tie into pretty much every one of the local universities. What was the thought process behind that?
Well, here in Pittsburgh, especially with so many great universities, I think it's partly about the undergrads, but also about the alumni. And so we look at our university nights as a way to kind of bring together those university bases, whether it's the current students or the former students. It's a great way for them to come together and celebrate their school pride.
And I would imagine you guys plan for a long time what your promotional schedule is going to look like.
We do. We spend a lot of time, even as we get into this season, we'll start planning out next year's calendar probably in midsummer. And it's important for us because we know that for our fans, they enjoy not just coming to the ballpark, but also taking merchandise home with them to celebrate their Pirates fandom and really kind of keeps them as looped in with the team throughout the year. So it's not just being here at the park. It's also being able to celebrate your Pirates love when you're not at the park as well.
Fans love bobbleheads. What do you got?
This year we've got five great ones. Our first one's going to be on May 4th, kind of celebrating our Star Wars night with Jameson Tyon, and it's going to be Obi-Wan Tyon is our theme for that one.
Yeah, he's dressed like Obi-Wan.
He is. He looks really good.
Oh, that's funny.
That kicks off our bobbleheads. Our next one's going to be on June 1st with Chris Archer. Super excited about that. 7/20 is our celebration of our 40th anniversary of the 1979 championship, and that will be our vintage bobblehead. In September, we've got
Don't gloss over this because this is significant. Tell us what that bobblehead's going to look like, the vintage bobblehead.
So, of course, to tie into that 79 championship, this bobblehead will be dressed in the same uniform as that 79 team with the really similar to our throwbacks we were on Sunday, so the yellow top with the black pants. So a really different kind of bobblehead than we've done here in the past. It's really celebrate some of our history.
Who are the players or player?
It's a generic player. So it's not one of the members from that team. But
yeah,
it's a
John,
generic player.
You could put your own face on one of the bobbleheads there. And as Bob Smizek used to say.
All right, so I interrupted you. 7/20 is the celebration of the 79. Then the next one?
The next one comes up on September 7th. And then in our partnership with Marvel, we'll be doing a special Spider-Man theme bobblehead, which will be black and gold. So really unique bobblehead. We haven't really done one quite like this in the past. And the new Spider-Man movie comes out in July, so really a good time with that.
Well, here's one that I haven't seen ever before, and maybe I missed it. Oh, yeah. Now that I mention it, I think I have. Yoga Day.
Yes, Yoga Day. For all those yoga enthusiasts, there'll be a chance for them to come to the park and kind of celebrate their love of yoga and their love of the Pirates at the same time.
Are they on the field?
Yes, on the field.
How about that?
Are they required to wear their Lululemons?
we prefer it's anything black and gold, so they can wear Lulu or anything else. But as long as it's black and gold, we would certainly appreciate that.
And they're going to do yoga on the field.
Yes.
Yep.
This will be a very slow process, right?
Are you familiar with yoga, Brian?
I've done a little bit, but probably not as much as I need to at this age of my life. So I should probably, I might even join them for Yoga Day on the field this year.
Yeah, and that will be, what, August 25th?
Yep.
What are these beer passport nights?
So Beer Passport, we do a few of these throughout the year. It's a chance for us to have our fans come in, sample some of the local craft beers here in Pittsburgh, as well as some other national brands. And we know that Pittsburgh is a beer city, and they really enjoy their craft beers here. And so this is a chance for our fans to come to the park and enjoy some of those beers while they're taking in some baseball.
Now, this is your second season of opening day with Pirates. You came from Washington, correct?
I did.
Now, did you realize that Pittsburgh is the fireworks capital of the world, really?
You know, I did not know that until I moved here. And I know that Pittsburghers love their fireworks, and so that's actually a big part of our promotional calendar as well, as we're doing five fireworks nights throughout the year, and we know that Pittsburghers enjoy that.
Are promotions critical to filling the seats?
I would say they're part of our strategy. I think the way we look at our promotions is it's a way for us to have our fans come to the park, but also take something home with them and really have them celebrate their love of the Pirates when they're not at the park. And so when we have fans walking around the streets with our free shirt, T-shirts, or any other Pirates gear, they really help us make them brand ambassadors for the team.
And a special day, September 28th, Steve Blass dual bobblehead night. I don't know that I've ever heard of this before.
You know, it's not done very often. Some teams have done on occasion a dual bobblehead. This one is super special for us because Steve has obviously meant a lot to this organization, not just on the field, but in the broadcast booth. And so to do this dual bobblehead, which celebrates not just his playing career, but also his broadcasting career, it's just a great way for us to end this year and have him kind of head off into retirement. But this is a very special bobblehead for us and for Steve. And so this is one that fans will definitely want to be here for.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's really cool because you've got Steve as the player on one side and you got Steve as the broadcaster on the other, and they're bobbling at each other.
Steve talking to Steve.
His 60th season, a Pirate for Life, pretty extraordinary achievement, and we're looking forward to all of this, including today's magnetic schedule, part of the ceremonies for the opener at PNC Park. Vice President of Revenue for your Bucks, Brian Colbert. Brian, thanks for the time this morning, and good luck all season.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you having me.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.